This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter. I'm coming day and night.
You're on a road trip and one of your other podcasts ends. And you're like, I wonder what's up next.
What's next? What am I listening to this week?
I'm getting the feeling of coming.
And then for a second, you're like,
I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose up. When I bomb bop. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
Dude, not only is he so in love with bodybuilding, but he's so in love with explaining how in love. I've never seen that kind of, like, imagine having that kind of love with someone else. Yeah. Like with a person
where you can't, you just want to explain every aspect of it. That's great.
Every time I'm with you at Walgreens, I'm coming. Every time we go bowling, I'm coming. Every time that we can't figure out what to eat and we're on the couch and I'm like, well, do you want to eat? And you're like, well, I want to eat. We can't decide on something either. I'm going.
I'm like,
every guys, time I ask you what kind of movie you want to see, it's not the type of movie I want to see. We end up staying home. We can't decide on what to eat. I'm going. Every time I get invited to a wedding and I don't really know the person, but you go to college with the person, even though you haven't seen them in 20 years, we go anyway, we have a pretty good time.
He just keeps talking.
Like mundane relationship stuff, but he's talking about a person instead of weightlifting. Fuck, man.
We go to our parents' place this weekend, but it's not. I don't like going sometimes because the dog doesn't like me. That's my leg.
The first time your mom called me son instead of Greg, I cried.
I cried. Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. Mike, we have to talk about a few birthdays right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Right at the top of the show. Oh, actually, that's not what we should talk about first. What we should talk about first is our show.
Yeah, we have a show in Salem, Oregon.
In Salem, motherfucking Oregon, bitch.
Let me turn on your ears if you live in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Or the surrounding area.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes.
You live in Portland, you little shithead.
Get yourself a box of Voodoo Donuts, I'm coming, and dude, come to Salem, Oregon.
Get in your station wagon with wood on the side.
Let me tell you something about this event. It's a one-time only, never, ever.
Ever, never. After this one, for sure.
We're never coming back to Salem, Oregon. This is it, dude.
So you realize this.
Bring a friend that might hate it and look at their face
the whole
time.
If we're somewhere close to you, if we're like, if we might be the closest to you that we will ever be in your life. So if that
you know about.
So if that happens, you're going to regret not coming to the show.
You're going
to
be like, dude, there's this story of how my uncles invited my dad to the Jackson 5 farewell tour.
Whoa.
And he said no because he had work the next day. And that was their farewell tour. And that was it.
I wonder how his stomach feels right now.
Probably in knots over the whole Jackson thing. And then I meet your friends and they don't hate me. I'm coming.
I'm coming day and night.
Well, I would really love to see you guys over there in Salem, Oregon. That could be a fun time.
May 12th.
May 12th. That's a Friday. That's in 1 week.
It's going to be the best.
That's the next Friday, yeah. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're coming at you. We're going to be live. Come shake our hands or something.
Me and Steve promised something special that's never been seen anywhere before. We're going to be inside of each other on stage.
That's right.
For the first time
ever.
That's
right.
I want to blow Steve.
That's right. And I'm going to come so hard.
For an hour and a half.
I'm not going to jack off for the whole next week.
But we're going to have a counter on how many times Steve has come.
There's going to be a lot of blasts. So come to our fucking show. God damn it. Motherfuck. Sire that shit.
So that's the show.
So, yeah, come to the show. It's going to be great. Mike, so much to talk about here. Cloverfield news. There's Cloverfield news.
Happy birthday, Cloverfield.
People are going nuts out there.
You believe in the power of a curse?
We definitely have to turn the song off without a shadow of a doubt.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. Turn the song off. I'm not joking.
So here's the deal. Kevin Plackey hit us up, I want to say Tuesday morning, with a text that said, "There's Cloverfield news, bitches." And I was like, oh, shisk.
Well, first you said, I don't like when you talk to us like that.
I did say that. I said, don't say bitches to us.
We talked about this before.
I told you, Kevin, I'm a feminist.
And yet. We're trying to replace Kevin with a robot. It's standing right next to him, looking at him in the eyes.
Well, the robot had a reaction to us. Yeah. Calling out Kevin for not being a feminist.
Yeah, it's a it's an honesty meter.
It is. It is an honesty meter. Kevin, do you care about women?
Kevin, you have to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know who programmed this robot.
Whoa.
But it does not have a good feeling about Kevin.
I'm not joking.
Everybody agrees.
I'm not joking.
So,
the robot has the New Zealand guy voice.
And then I checked it out and I was like, what is this Cloverfield news? Turns out the Slusho website has been updated, Mike.
Yeah.
Big news today. Big news today, Mike.
Has anyone else sent you the link to that article?
Mayor? Hello, is the mayor there?
Shit, everybody shut the fuck up.
Is the mayor? Mayor's office? They're coming down off a pill, bitch. We've been doing pills. We're playing Twister.
I just won $250,000.
I fucking keep her off in the face.
So, I checked what the news was, and it was just the Slusho website got updated, I guess. And I don't really understand what. I mean, I guess that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The Slusho site is updated. This is the music that plays when you go to the Slusho site.
Did they update the music?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did people check on all the other websites? That's the only thing I heard. That's the only thing I thought when I heard this. I was like, did people check on the what was it, like 1808
yeah.
or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Because if everything got updated, there was one other time where that 1808 website got updated and they added a picture of a missing person.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was interested to see, but not interested enough to do it. I did not do it. Yeah. But someone will some point.
They used to put up like pictures. They put like the aftermath of something on the beach. They had those like whales that were all eaten up.
Yeah.
They're eaten up. So anyway, so yeah, a lot of you folks were like, hey, Mike and Steve, guess what? And we got a lot of those messages. So thank you so much for hitting us up. That, I don't know, does this mean that the ARG is starting?
Who knows? I know that I know not to invest too heavily in it.
Right.
Because it's a burn me once, shame on us type situation. I'm not joking. And I'm not. But I did go on for a second, and what happens when you go on the Slusho website is they talk about having new flavors of Slusho, and then you go and you mix flavors and you get a drink. So there was a split second where I went to the site.
Yeah.
And I was looking around at the border, and on one side it has one Slusho cup filled up.
Yeah.
And on the other side, there's three.
Yeah.
So I made a drink with the first flavor and the third flavor just to see if something would happen.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened. And then I was immediately like,
disheartened. And
I was immediately like, this is the same thing that happened.
Yeah.
I looked all around the borders of every website.
And nothing helped.
Yeah.
Dude, that's really smart though.
Yeah.
Because there is like the same amount of cups on both sides, huh?
Yeah. I remember doing the exact same thing the first time it came out. But who knows? It's just a good guess. That's all it is. That's what I'm for.
There's 9 cups on the other side. And there's 8 cups. All right, so what's 8 plus 9?
8 plus 9 is 17.
I don't give a fuck, Becca DeGue.
Steve, that's not the calculator. That is the soundboard.
One day I'll be old and I will not be able to tell the difference.
Dude, there's you in a nursing home horse. Sitting next to a soundboard that's not connected to anything, pressing the button and doing the sounds with your mouth.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. 250,000.
Like, why does he keep saying come?
I'm going to go visit the other folks on my family.
This man needs to stop saying come. So, Mike, a couple of things, and then we'll transition into another thing, which is... Oh, the robot's happy.
He's right. There are several things. There's several things on the show today.
So can we say Beth Happer? Shit. Hold on. Beth. Hold on. Sorry. Can we say happy birthday to
the maker of claps, the inventor of claps.
Happy birthday to actually it's did you know Nick Hamilton?
Oh, yeah.
Nick Hamilton's birthday was
is that
yesterday.
Right? Oh, I missed it, god damn it.
Should we
That's not gonna be good. Did you talk to him yesterday?
No. I hit him up on he posted a thing on his Instagram that was like someone said happy birthday. And I was like, is it your birthday? And he said yes. And then this morning I said happy birthday to him.
That's not gonna be good. We gotta call him.
We should call him. Yeah.
Damn. What
should
a bad friend.
Right,
yeah.
Will he be asleep?
No.
It was his birthday last night. He's probably drunk or something.
No.
He's probably still drunk.
He's probably barfing into a toilet. Heroin needles everywhere.
That dude probably looks like a pincushion right now. Damn, what a nightmare.
It is the
worst. It's like if a pinball machine fell in love with you and wouldn't leave you alone. Stalker pinball machine.
Hello.
Hi, Nicholas Hamilton.
Hey, and it's just kind of very loud. If we can calm down. All right.
Nick, Mike, and I are on dynamic banter right now. Oh no, Mike just Mike's casting spells. So, Mike and I were just thinking we were doing a segment on our show about birthdays.
Okay.
And We thought about you, buddy. And then Mike wanted to say happy birthday.
Hey, Nick. Nick, when's your birthday, bud?
Well, I think you know.
I don't know, and that's why I'm asking you. Was it yesterday?
It's today, Michael.
It's today. Perfect. Wrong. We didn't miss it.
I thought it was yesterday.
Steve thought it was yesterday, but the good news about that is we remembered that it wasn't yesterday, that it's today. And we want to join together, our powers together, and at the same time we say... Happy birthday.
Yes,
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday.
Okay? I tell people that you're my best friend and you didn't remember my birthday.
I did remember your birthday, and I'm remembering as soon as you told me I remembered when it was.
You should listen to the show because that's true.
Yeah, listen to the show. Have you listened to this show yet? No, you have not.
Now that's a bad friend.
Damn.
You haven't heard this one yet, huh?
That's so fucked up. And I guess we're just about even now, huh?
I guess so.
You're my best friend, Nick. Happy birthday.
I love you. Also.
When's my birthday, Nick?
Hey, Nick, let me ask you a question, buddy. Are you having a great birthday out there in Australia?
Not in. I think you know that I'm not in.
Yeah.
Did you have a wonderful evening? Are you drunk?
Good job.
Well, Nick, we love you so much, and we hope to see you soon, my friend.
Yes, and I have to see you.
Well, happy birthday, buddy, and I hope you never get old or something.
Love you, Nick.
Weird thing to say to somebody.
Damn.
Hope you never get old or something.
Man, we almost blew it.
And guess what? Okay, so this is crazy. Because there's another boy birthday that's a friend of the show today.
Dude, I want this segment to end so bad.
Why?
Because I hate this part.
What part?
This part.
This part where I call my friend and say happy birthday? Yeah. Friend of the show?
Yeah.
Guys, friend of the show. Let's see if he'll answer. Do you got any guesses?
No.
Chris McKaylin.
Ooh, that's nice.
Matt Robb and Brett Register.
Oh, it can't be.
It's your birthday. I'm calling you. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks, bud. It was yesterday. Holy moly. Stay up on your drive home.
Hello?
Owen?
Owen! It's Owen's birthday. Happy birthday, Owen. Happy birthday, Owen. You're on Dynamic Banter.
We remembered.
What, for my birthday?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Cool.
Owen, what do you want for your birthday? We'll get you anything you want.
Anything.
What?
What do you want for your birthday, Owen? We'll get you anything. Time's running out.
This is insane. Owen, happy birthday, buddy. And the audience wants to say happy birthday too. And so does Kevin and Mike. Owen, I was reminded about something earlier today, and Mike and I were listening to the record. You know that we made a record.
I saw.
Thanks, buddy.
I haven't gotten to listen to it.
We'll get you one or something, or we'll get you a digital version, or I don't know.
We'll get you a digital version of the record.
We'll send one to the hospital right away. But so there's a bit on the record, because early Dynamic Banter bits, and one of the bits is about the Aerosmith concert ride. Disneyland. Remember that?
Okay. No.
You don't remember when we did a whole bit about the Aerosmith ride at Disneyland?
7 years ago.
Come on, Owen. Where's your head at? But anyway,
Tic Tacs.
You told me recently that Ken Marino, is the guy that's in the recording booth in the Aerosmith ride.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And I don't know if we mentioned that on the show way back in the day, but we were Owen and I were talking about it recently, and someone asked Ken Marino about it.
Uh-huh.
And what did he say, Owen? You were telling me about this.
Yeah, he said he's never been on the ride.
Whoa.
So he's never seen it.
Wow.
He's never seen it.
Does he not like roller coasters? Is that his thing?
Like, wouldn't you care? Like,
I don't know, actually.
Like, I'm on a fucking ride with Aerosmith.
At
like,
Disneyland.
I gotta go on it once to see what, like, what it ends up looking like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on a Disney ride.
And it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Michael Richards ever went on Ellen's Energy?
So many times. They couldn't get him off. All right.
Him. That's not an animatronic.
Well, Owen, I just wanted to use that as a very organic segue into the record that people have been, fans have been receiving. So anyway, but happy birthday to you. Did you know it's also Nick Hamilton's birthday, Owen?
Yeah, we talk about it every year.
We just talked about
him
today.
Age and we're born on the same day.
We just talked to him earlier.
We should call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? He and I are 23, I think, now, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's true. You're a bunch of 23-year-olds stuffed in a cigarette.
All right, Owen. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, Owen.
Happy birthday, friend. Talk to you
later. We should have him come sleep on this couch. Remember?
During the show?
Yeah.
We'll just have him laying out with his socks kicking.
Yeah, doing something else. Playing Tetris. Dude, please. Thank you so much.
All right. So, anyway, Mike and I were listening to the record just before the show started, and we did a little before the banta and talked about it a little bit. If you guys are patrons of the Dynamic Banter podcast, you receive interesting videos before the show starts. And Mike and I were just listening to the record.
Nick Hamilton.
Yes.
I want to welcome you to Dynamic Banter, and I want to say happy birthday.
Woo!
It's the first time, is it?
And it's the first time, and we just woke up. Me and Stephen Kevin.
Just started the show. We just hit record.
And we just noticed that the first thing that we said to each other before we said anything else was, fuck, it's Nick and Owen's birthday.
Yeah.
So
oh, is
then.
It Owen's birthday, too?
It's Owen's birthday as well. We talk about it every year.
Would you like to change mine?
No.
I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
Actually, talk to your local government.
I'll put you through.
Right. Okay, please.
We have a line to the mayor's office. Nick, I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have anything to say to me?
I don't think so. I think it's nice. That's nice.
Okay, I love you, bud. It's like Mario started a band.
It's a happy birthday song. What's wrong with you guys?
Like absolute shit.
What do you mean?
It sounds like a group of Nintendo is playing.
So, we have this we have the record in our hands, and we did this little thing where we listened to it before the show.
Yes.
So if you're a patron, you could check that out, and it's real cool, and the record's awesome. And you guys have been sending us pictures,
yeah,
wonderful photos
and nice little stories
nice
about
stories.
When you started listening to the podcast and stuff like that.
Real sweet stuff.
It's been very nice listening to it. Does unlock a lot of memories
for sure
about like where we were, yeah, when we were recording it, about how we were we worked at SourceFed at the time, and that was like our during the day, and then this was like our nighttime activity.
Then, I can't believe that was only 3 months ago.
Damn, dude. And it feels like 4 months. And if you combine the second one and the fifth one.
So anyway, now that we got all that trash out of the way, where are we at here? We're
we
about
could finally
mid-show.
Do birthdays.
So, Mike.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a big... I got to tell you about this Splash Mountain story.
Yes. Okay.
I got to tell this Splash Mountain story to you, Mike, because, you know, I had a really, like, interesting experience because, you know, I don't like roller coasters or drop rides or anything like that, really. Like, I don't like fast rides, really, but as I get older and my curiosity becomes stronger, I have to, like, you know, try these rides out and stuff. There's certain rides I'll never go on in my whole life.
Name one.
No matter how much money you give me.
Yeah.
The Guardians of the Galaxy drop tower thing.
Yeah.
The Tower of Terror.
You're not missing too much.
Never in my life.
It was. I would have tried to convince you when it was the Twilight Zone thing.
I know. And trust me, man, I really wanted to. Like, yeah. I would wait in the whole line with my friends sometimes just because I wanted to, like, look around at all the cool Twilight Zone shit.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the ride would start, I would, like, walk off to the exit and go by. See, I used to be that
guy.
So there's a lot of rides that I still do that on to this day. And Splash Mountain was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like those drops, dude.
Splash Mountain was probably the least drastic drop water thing that I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah, like it's the tamest to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
It's very, like, not... It, like, doesn't make you uncomfortable. It's like driving down the other side of the Hollywood Hills into...
Dude.
From the valley into West Hollywood.
But for me, it was like... Nah. It was like a deep fear. I don't like drop rides. I don't like the feeling in my tum-tum that you get when you
go
down. And
in your Prius. My friend used to call it a piggy tickler.
Yeah, I don't like
Whenever we used to go down this Dracula Drive in upstate Connecticut, and we would turn our lights off and drive through the woods, and it's very, very unsafe, and I don't recommend you do anything like that.
Never do
that. But there were so many, like, small, drastic... Joking. I'm not... And there was... We should call Nick. That voice reminds me. And there were so many little, like, drops, little drastic drops.
Yeah.
And every time we would go over one, he would say, that's a piggy tickler.
Because makes your balls tingle a little.
Makes your little tip of your penis wiggle.
Makes it, yeah. There's just all these weird feelings associated with drops sometimes that I'm just, like, not into. Like,
that's why Steve won't go to the EDM festival.
I'll never do it. I don't like those drops, dude. I was never into Skrillex.
That's a cut from his new album.
Dude, Pirates of the Caribbean is a ride that I love very much. There's a drop in that ride right in the beginning. Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Wow.
And then you go down a dark waterfall, and that drop is like, I gotta be in a mood to ride that ride and do that drop. Because I'm
that's like a little kid ride.
Dude, I know, but the drops, it just, like, gives me this feeling of, I don't like it.
But
I
know it's
over
in
a second.
You're not unsafe. You're in a place that has billions of kids through it every day.
73 people have died at Disneyland.
Over how many
over
years?
Over the whole time it's been around.
How old? What's the median age?
Well, it's a Disney Corporation's been around 100 years. It opened in, like, 1955 or something like that.
Sure. So you wouldn't want to be a forever Disney statistic with as much as you love that place?
I mean, that would be pretty cool, actually. Dying there would be pretty rad.
We would all call you Mr. 73.
They'd be like, dude, it was perfect. He died there. It was like Steve dying in Disneyland made the most sense of anything.
Yeah.
Finally, something in the world made sense.
Yeah.
But I just don't like drops and shit. I don't know. It's irrational. It's dumb. Sure. I understand it's dumb. And, like, you know, it's even worse when you see, like, little kids doing it. And they're loving it. This is the funnest time I've ever had in my life.
Dude, I was watching this TikTok this morning. That was a compilation of this dude who worked at a theme park. And he was the operator of the drop ride.
Yeah.
And right before, like, there would be the little countdown. And then there's, like, you know, like a little silence before you drop.
Sure.
And the guy would be like,
for the guy that built it.
Yeah, yeah. The guy would be like, oh, fuck, let me check. There's no shoulder straps. You're just strapped in at your waist.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, the shoulder straps won't come down as, like, a gag. And then they drop. And there's, like, 10 of them. And he says something different every time. And it's so, he goes, oh, shit, I better check them.
Maintenance is calling. I got you. Yeah, something's wrong.
And I'm like, what a thing to do.
Great bit.
And then you just hear them scream all the way down.
Yeah. Because it's like they have that fear of death the entire time.
The entire
time.
More
so than they had before that guy fucked with them.
Before that guy got fired.
Yeah. But yeah, like I just like, I was like, you know, drop rides and stuff, they're the worst for me. I don't like those drops. But the week Splash Mountain opened, my family was there on like a vacation trip. And my dad and I went on Splash Mountain. It must have been like 1991. It was 1991.
Sure.
And I have a picture of me, which I'll share. I'll share with you guys.
Yeah.
But you got to see this fucking shit. It's
in 1991, ridiculous. You were 32 years old.
That's right. I just turned 32.
Speaking of birthdays, I want to shout out Nick Hamilton and Owen for having one.
Roof!
And for it being today.
Where's this fucking picture, you dumb idiot?
Did you have a good time? Check Do you this remember out. Having a good time?
So look, this is me. Look at you. This is me in 1991.
Old Navy performance fleece. Yeah. We all had them.
With a jet, with like a jet schematic on it.
Were you scared? Oh, that's what that is.
Dude, this was like...
With your little collar hanging out?
This was before I'd ever been scared of any ride.
So did it happen that day?
It happened that day.
Oh, fascinating.
It totally happened that day. And that drop was like way too much for little Steve, this little guy.
Yeah. Send me it. Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but...
But you never trusted your father again.
I never trusted him again. The end. No, well, the story is that, well, I remember a lot of it, actually. I remember, like, you know, getting on the ride and then not knowing that there were, like, multiple drops in the ride, sure. Like, that are kind of fake out drops. Yeah. Uh-huh. That are meant to scare you. And by the way, that fucking ride is meant to fucking terrify you the entire time. Because the animals are all like singing in your face, like everything's okay. And then they fucking drop you down a dark drop and then you get like fucking soaked and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? And then you hear the screaming of the people dropping like the whole time.
Yeah.
And even like when you get on the ride, you like go around a bend and you see the people coming down the drop like just before you like go into the ride. So it's like an anticipation for this like big fucking drop and they're scaring you the whole time.
Yeah.
So I remember being like, fuck, this is fucking scary. But I had this like intense passion, love for the Song of the South characters because it was like a secret Disney thing to me. Because on the Disney Channel, we would see the Zippity Doodah clips. And sometimes you'd see Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox doing like the weird tales.
I always remember the Zippity Doodah thing, but not knowing where
it was from. Where the fuck was that from?
See, it's just a thing.
So my curious mind was like, what the fuck is this movie that doesn't exist?
Right.
That they show us clips of. Yeah. That they've now built a fucking ride based on.
And they didn't know it was racist the whole time.
They didn't know until today. But no, they like hid that movie. Because it is racist and fucked up and, like, insensitive. And so Disney vaulted it, but they, like, built a fucking billion-dollar, $5 billion ride.
They doubled down.
They doubled down on it. They sold, like, toys and, like, and kids come off that ride and they're like, what is this?
Yeah. It's like making a Jackie Robinson ride.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like every ride at Disneyland is now associated with some kind of movie or franchise or toy line or something that you can instantly connect to a whole world.
But isn't that the difference between a theme park and a corporately owned theme park and just a park with rides in it?
Yeah.
Amusement park or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Theme park has to have
some kind of, some kind of franchise associated with it or something.
Yeah. It's fun if you're, that's why I'm saying it's funny if you're a certain age and you're a certain level of like consumer that like if your whole thing is Star Wars and if you can go to a Star Wars land, no better place on the planet. Right? But as soon as you start to.
You okay?
Never again. As soon as you start to like not associate as much. With that stuff, I think it becomes less. Like you don't want to be on a Guardians of the Galaxy ride when you don't give a shit about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. It makes sense that they're now changing it and stuff, but it's weird that it's happening now.
Yeah.
And it took like since 1991 for them to be like, maybe this shouldn't be based on characters from a thing that kind of sucks.
Well, now it's like, oh yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean specifically for that. I just meant the changing over of stuff in general.
Yeah.
It's like everything was for us as children.
Right.
And then we have children now. So it's like, well, not we, the royal we.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what are they, we have to change everything over.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to keep a, like some historic stuff.
Right.
For like legacy.
Yeah.
And then like the newest.
Well, that was the plan with Song of the South. They were going to like release it with like all these disclaimers and things that said like,
it was a different
time. This is a relic of a time that we don't stand by anymore. And, but is in the vein of art preservation and in the, you know, in the name of preserving film and history for all to see.
Yeah.
Like, here is this film that a lot of people worked hard on and, like, you know, and had a hard on, brother.
I'm not joking.
And, and you know, and so here's this, like, museum piece that you can see, but it's actually, like, fucking erased from, like, existence. I mean, you can certainly see it and find it if you look around in the right places, but I don't recommend it because it's just not a good, it's not a good representation of a lot of marginalized folks. And also, like, you know, it's not a great movie. But when I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
Secret hidden Disney shit, dude.
Is it not okay to like zippity doo-dah? Does it mean something?
Well, they forced it down our fucking throats, dude.
No, but what does it mean?
Well, it's just like having a zippity doo-dah time. Like, everything's, bluebird's on my shoulder. Everything's fine, but I'm a slave.
Oh, that guy's a slave.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that guy is a slave.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he's happy to be one.
Oh,
he like works with the family and he's like, I'll watch your kids, no problem. And they're like,
maybe they were really,
they're like, we love you, Uncle Reed. It's like this whole weird, like, that's not what slavery was,
but that's how the cartoons want you to,
but they're like making it all happy and zippity doo dah, everything's fine. But when we were kids, they like shoved it down our throats. They're like, you love zippity doo dah.
Yeah,
you fucking love it.
It's one of the 8 songs, you know,
dude. You're gonna fucking whistle it, dude. They just recently removed it from the like middle of Disneyland between the two parks where they just play like a loop of Disney music.
Yeah.
Like Zippity Doodah is like being taken out of, it's like not on everything the
playlist.
Now
it's Mac Miller.
It's off the playlist. Yeah. Dude.
Damn.
It's a different time now.
It is a different time now.
Yeah.
It's just Frozen now.
So anyway, long story short, I was like obsessed with that as a kid. So I was obsessed with Splash Mountain in return. So I was like, or in turn. So I went on it because I needed to see it. And then the big drop comes, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. All those other drops are so fucking fucked. They fucking tricked my ass. This was before the internet where you could read about every fucking aspect of everything. So I was like, I went in completely not knowing they trick you out with all the fucking other drops in there. And so I'm like, I don't like those other drops. I'm going to fucking hate this big one. And my dad was like, Mijo, he was sitting in front of me. He's like, Mijo, just cover your eyes.
And I'm like, it takes the feeling away.
I'm like, all right. So I covered my eyes and I put my head into my dad's back,
uh-oh,
like as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And the drop happened and I'm like, no. And then we come out and I'm like, I never wanted it again. My dad's like, it's okay, Mijo. You don't have to go on it again, and you don't have to go on it again.
Yeah, right? I want to talk to your dad about this.
Dude, my dad will be like, I don't fucking remember. But he's being a fucking little pussy, I'm sure of it.
But there's no, like, relief, like, you're okay.
I know.
Was okay. You ever go down a slide?
But see, that's the thing. Like, once you're off of it, you're like, oh, I did it. Wow, it's such an exhilarating feeling to conquer something like that. But I remember getting off of that ride and going like, well, I'll never be able to like, well, Disney is tricking me, by the way, because there's all these fucking other drops in there I didn't know about. And then I was like, and that big drop felt like garbage.
And there's that part where the T-Rex comes through the ceiling.
And rips your fucking cart apart.
It kills whoever's to your left.
Kills someone every time. And dude, and I was like, I didn't like that feeling, and I'm going to associate that feeling with those rides forever and that fear and everything forever. Mm-hmm. And so I never went on it again, dude. As much as I loved the ride and loved the characters, and dude, I know all the history of that like ride and how the animatronics were from a different ride.
And none of it could help you overcome how much you hated the drops.
No, I just accepted that like I had been on it once in my whole life, and that's fine. And I just kind of like felt like that's that. I've been on it, and there's like endless coverage of that ride at this point. Like,
there's,
you watch
there was
a
no part
video,
of you. Yeah, but that's nothing.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I've done it, and I could, like, watch every aspect of it forever. So right. It's, like, archived. So I just kind of, like, accepted that I was just never going to go on it again.
Was there a part of you in your 20s or 30s that was, like, that is the experience that the 8-year-old had? Like, an 8-year-old experience is way different from, like, a 10 or a 20.
Well, I mean, that's where the story is going, kind of, because...
Well, I'm here for it.
So I recently went back because I was like, they announced that our Splash Mountain is being closed.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain is being bye-bye'd. They're turning it into a Princess and the Frog ride based on the Princess and the Frog movie. So they're turning a ride based off of a movie into a ride. So they're like, they're turning a movie based off a ride based off a different movie into a new movie that's based off of a different movie. And so Splash Mountain,
I'm the dude playing the dude.
Yeah. So Splash Mountain's going away, dude. So in my head, I'm like, guess I gotta go on it one last time, right?
So it's,
I gotta
it's
say goodbye to my
be,
friends.
It's not gonna be the mechanics of
it'll
the
be
thing,
the same exact ride system,
but different
but
animatronics.
Everything inside
things
will be different, including sure. in the outside and everything.
Got
so
it.
Like all your old friends are gonna go bye byes. The music, the atmosphere, it's yeah. all gonna change.
So your toxic friends.
Your toxic friends are finally going bye byes. And so I was like, fuck, I guess I gotta fucking, I gotta go on this ride one last time, right? Yeah. Before it goes away forever. And conquer this fear. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I gotta fucking do this. Because otherwise, I'll never let myself live it down. Especially because I've got the magic key, which is like the season pass. So I could go, you know.
50 Cent wrote a song about that.
The magic key? Yeah, dude. I know all about it. It's virginities. So I was like, dude, I've got to, like, at some point in this, like, season pass thing, like, I got to go, right? Like, I got to fucking go. I got to do this. Especially because I'll never be able to go on it ever again in my life. And I'm like, and I'd be able to, like, conquer this fear, that fucking drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More importantly. So I went with my girlfriend on that ride.
Yeah.
And she also felt similarly about it. I don't like drops. I hadn't been on it in a very long time. I avoid this ride. And I was like, dude, really psyching myself up for it. Because I'm like, I gotta do this, man. This is for me. This is for me and that little kid that was like scared shitless of this ride.
Yeah.
And like covered his eyes and hid and on his dad's back, basically.
Dude, this is like the guy who needs a heart transplant but
yeah.
doesn't want to get it.
Right. But completely not important.
But for like a little kid.
But for a kid that's making his wish.
Yeah.
So, dude, yeah. I'm like, okay, if we're going to do this, it's got to be the first ride we go on because I don't want to wait all day and be like, no, I don't want to do it. And
right.
so I'm
you
like.
You don't want to be on the Star Wars ride thinking about
right?
Splash
Mountain.
Right.
I'm like, ugh. So, dude, I'm like, fuck it. Let's do this. Let's go straight to the ride. We get there at like 10 a.m. We're in the ride line at like 10:15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, we're doing this, man. And I'm nervous. And I'm like looking at all the stuff like, man, I haven't seen this stuff since I was a kid, essentially. Right.
And it's taunting you.
And I'm like, my girlfriend's like, where do you want to sit? Where should you sit where do you want to sit on the log?
How about one of those picnic tables over there?
Right. Yeah, that sounds nice. Grab it before someone else does. And I said, well, I sat in the back.
Like to sit out.
That's the worst.
I sat, yeah, the back's the worst,
yeah.
right? I sat in the back when I was a kid. That's where I was hiding on my dad's back.
Sure.
And covering my eyes. So I was like, I think I want to sit in the front.
Oh!
So I told the cast member, I was like, can I sit in the front, please? And they're like, absolutely, just wait a second, we'll get you in there. So, dude, I sit in the front of this fucking log.
So now you're driving.
And I'm like, I guess I'm doing this, dude. Yeah. I guess I'm doing this fucking ride. I'm starting to feel kind of excited and scared and fucking. I have some videos. I'll send you guys those videos. Or I'll send you.
Yeah.
Were you taking videos of yourself?
I was like, I'm fucking doing it. I just want proof for something, you know? Like, I'm doing it. And then I filmed like kind of like the ride car going up in the beginning. And then I was like, all right, I'm putting my phone away. I'm going to experience this now.
Yeah.
So I did it, dude. I did all the little drops. And by the way, the drop in the darkness, that's like the little like little Humpty Dump one, got us so fucking wet. We were wearing rain ponchos.
Yeah.
But it still like went into my shirt and like my pants were fucking soaked. Like it felt like.
It was like cars are all rusted.
I felt like I couldn't breathe. There was so much water in my face. And I was like, fucking hell, this is crazy. It was bonkers, dude.
You're like a pirate in a painting of a fucking.
I wish I had footage of it. I really do.
And your phone was fine through this torrential.
Well, it was in my pocket. Yeah. So whatever. The poncho protected some of it. But so anyway, we're getting to the big, big drop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to put my hands up in the air. Am I going to like scream? I'm going to lift my leg. I've heard all these like different methods for like lessening a drop feeling.
You take off your seatbelt and you stand up.
Take off your seatbelt. There is no seatbelt on this ride, by the way, which is kind of scary and concerning. Shows you
how safe it is, maybe.
But they're like, you know, they're Disney engineering, you know? As long as you don't stand up, you're okay.
Unless you're not outside of the log, you'll be.
Yeah, as long as you're in it. They say you're fine during the whole ride. So anyway, dude, I'm going up the drop and I'm like, I guess I'm like gonna just, I instinctively put my hands out like this.
Outside of the ride?
Outside of the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, this one's for you, Dad! And I got to the peak.
That's what
dude,
Jesus said.
Yeah. And I looked down and I'm like, oh, that's scary, actually.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's actually scary. It's
and then
like,
hands come back
it's
in.
It's like a deep fucking drop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to close my eyes, but I'm like, fuck it. I'm keeping my eyes open and I'm like accepting this. And I'm like, and the whole fucking thing happens and then I fucking land, dude.
Yeah.
And as soon as we turn that little corner, I'm just overcome with joy.
Yeah.
And like this feeling of like absolute, like I conquered a like an intense fear.
Uh-huh.
And I felt so good. And then you go into that area where like the like geese are like, come on in, Steve.
Yeah.
Come, I haven't seen you since 1991. Come on in. And I'm like, we're being
racist in here.
Dude, I'm like, well, they cut it out a while ago, but we used to be. And I'm like, come in. And they're like letting me in. And they're like, come on, Steve, big celebration by the big boat. And I'm like, huh. And all the animatronics are like smiling at me and welcoming. And then there's the big zippity lady boat. And all the people are like dancing on it. And they're like, zippity dude, you fucking did it. And dude, I wept. Dude, Mike, I wept. Like I hadn't wept like that in a long time.
What do you think it was?
It was just conquering that moment and feeling the pure joy of conquering it.
Yeah.
Keeping my eyes open and putting my arms out like I'm not holding on to daddy anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to see these guys again.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them for the first, it's like seeing old friends I hadn't seen in like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're all going to go away. Goodbye, Steve. Great to see you one last time, you know?
We're all going to die.
We're going to be recycled and turned into other frogs. You won't be able to recognize us no more.
They're going
to
put a little t-shirt on us. We're going to work different.
Yeah, there's a different shirt going on me in a week. So I was like real overcome with emotions and I just like fucking straight up wept like tears and like, ah! And I got to like the end of the ride and I'm like, ah! I'm like looking up at people that are about to come in.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
ah! People's kids are like, don't look at them.
Dude. And yeah, my girlfriend's like helping me back to the area where the pictures are.
Yeah.
She was like absolutely conquered. It felt so good. She's like, I don't know why I didn't go on it sooner. Like I totally could have done that and blah, blah, blah. So we go to the area where they show your picture.
Yeah.
And we waited in there for like
And there's no one in the seat.
No, dude, there's not, our car isn't even there.
The ride's been shut down for 3 years.
It shows a picture of the waterfall, but the log isn't there.
And then I look around, and it's a construction site.
Dude, and it was you the whole time. And suddenly I'm in the orange groves of Anaheim, 1954. So, dude, like, I was like, I started to feel kind of sad. Because I had that emotional high and I, you know, the whole feeling of happiness and shit. And I was like, fuck. So I go over to the front of the ride and there's these cast members that are working there. And I'm like, hi, excuse me. It's very important that I get that drop picture. I just got off the ride and it's like kind of a big deal. Is there any way, like, I didn't see it in the room over there. Is there any way that I could like talk to somebody and find that picture? And they're like, oh yeah, no problem. There's a photo concierge in the front of the park that you could go to and they'll find the picture. And I'm like, oh my God, thank fuck. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's go right now. So we go straight to the fucking photo concierge.
Yeah.
I'm still on the high of that ride. I'm like, I need this fucking picture, dude. Cause I need it. It's like me like finally conquering this like huge thing for myself. I need it. I just want to remember that, you know, and have that and hang it somewhere. Cause it's probably funny too. Right.
Yeah.
So I go to the photo concierge and they show us all the pictures that were taken on the ride between like 10:15 AM and 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And it's just not there, dude. Whoa. It's just gone. And the lady's like, I guess someone in the log might have done something inappropriate and Whoa. They'll just delete it on the spot on the ride, like, and it'll just go bye-bye and that's that.
Holy shit.
So I guess like someone did something on the ride that Haley was like inappropriate. Something. Haley ruined it. She fucked it up for me, dude.
She was doing double birds.
Dude, I'm calling right now. But once when we went down the drop, I remember that the people in the ride in the car with us were like, yeah, woo! They were like real rowdy after that. Yeah, so maybe they were doing
They did DX shit. Suck it.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'm real sad about it. And then so after they were like, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Like Haley and I considered like going on the ride again. That Disney
technology, they don't have a crop.
I was so bummed, dude. I was so bummed. And I was like, I was talking to Haley about it. I was like, should we just go do it again? And it just didn't feel like it would be the same to me. So I just kind of like said, fuck it and just enjoy the rest of the day. But dude, it was so crazy. It was crazy. It was like an emotional release that was like really important and special.
Nice. What do you think? Is there anything from that experience you're going to take into your day-to-day life?
Definitely. I mean, being afraid of things that are like pretty safe and like normal and people handle every single day is like something that I certainly will reconsider as I like navigate the rest of my life afraid of certain things.
Yes.
It'll help when conquering future fears for sure.
Because
I'll be like, dude, I did that like a month ago. I just did that.
This is the Splash Mountain of the dentist office.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite musical. All right. Shall we do some ads?
Please.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the butt. It's Star Wars Day, Mike. How are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating by watching all of the Star Wars.
I'm celebrating by putting Darth Maul's lightsaber up my ass and then sharing the other end with a friend.
I'm not joking.
I'm celebrating by shooting myself into goddamn space. And there I will live out the rest of my days.
Amen.
I'm celebrating by fucking my sister.
I'm gonna go kiss my sister. Guys, I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank all the sponsors. Kevin.
Shout out Leah.
Shout out Leah.
Shout out Josh.
Shout out Josh. Shout out Reno, Nevada.
Hey, shout out Reno 911.
Happy birthday to Nick!
And shout out Factor! Guys, during the prime spring season, you need wholesome, convenient meals to energize you for warmer, more active days and keep you on track reaching your goals. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time.
I'm not joking.
Eat well and tackle everything on your to-do list.
That's what it feels like when you get done with your to-do list. You make that sound.
Yeah. Whoa! And you want to budget this month by cutting back on takeout? Well, get Factor instead. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready faster than restaurant delivery in just 2 minutes. And this May, you can get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. This may get Factor and then enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. So, head to factormeals.com/banter40. That's banter40. And use that code banter40. To get 40% off your first box, that's code BANTER40 at factormeals.com/BANTER40 to get 40% off your first box.
I just won $250,000.
Guys, rocket money. Let's rocket the moon.
I'm rocketing to the moon for Star Wars Day.
Guys. Guys, here's the deal. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Did you know that over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about, Mike?
Yeah.
Chances are you're one of them, buddy.
You're 100% right.
Like that Stars app that you just got to watch one show, or that free gaming trial you never actually used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily find your subscriptions for you, Mike, and for any of you, and for any that you don't want to pay for anymore. You just hit cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. It's that easy. And over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Mike, can you even fathom it?
I'm doing it right now.
Take $720 back in your bank account at the end of the year.
I didn't even have $720 to begin with.
Well then, now we're in the positive. So, stop throwing your money away. I'm talking to you. Why don't you cancel them unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. And last but not least, let's talk about dad grass.
Hey, do you need an afternoon reset?
Yeah.
Why don't you do yourself a favor and snag 5 minutes for a dad grass toke break or two?
Give me that afternoon break and the afternoon reset.
And they got mom grass joints as a perfect pick-me-up to spark your creative flow. Or the original dad grass joints to quiet your mind after your 9-to-5.
How about an original dad grass joint to quiet your mom?
Yeah, guys, look, dad grass is legal, all right? I want to reiterate. Dad grass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of cannabis while keeping a clear head. And guys, all dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over. And it ships right to your door, anywhere in the U.S.
Anywhere.
So, whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, it's all about the journey.
Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/banter. You go to dadgrass.com/banter and you get that 20% off your first order, guys. Don't forget. That's dadgrass.com/banter. Thank you so much to our sponsors, huh? How about that, guys? Mike, what do you say we do so? What do you say we call Nick? Yeah, we got excited that we were going to do History Roads.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Understandable. It's probably a big day for him.
Yeah. I mean, it is his birthday.
Fuck. History. What? That's today?
You should call him. History.
Just tried to just call tried you. To call Happy you. Birthday.
Happy birthday.
You hold it. You hold it.
I just won $250,000.
Scott Smith sends History Road in saying, church singing clip. Hello, boys, and wouldn't you wish it? I saw this clip of a self-proclaimed famous singer performing for a church congregation and had to send it your way. Once you've tolerated as much as you can, please skip to 3:40 for the finale. Shout out to the piano player, Slaying the Ivory.
Is this just going to be making fun of someone?
Well, I don't know yet.
This kind of rides the line. Well, he didn't send it to us because it was great.
Well, that's true.
But it could be like the whoa.
Yeah. And the final song is going to be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years. It has took me a lot of places I didn't think I would be at. But it was the first time on stage, New Year's Eve 2002, with one of the best quartets out there today, Brian Free and Assurance. And I was privileged to be able to sing this one with Brian Free.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if I beat him that night or not, but ever since then, we've had competitions. I've wore him out. Not to make me look good or anything, but
this is in church.
What happened?
Yeah.
But, this is one that also my friends at my hometown church, Gospel Light Baptist Church in Salisbury, North Carolina, has really made their top choice. So therefore, we're going to finish off with this one. It's called "Looking for a City."
Uh-oh, piano's early. Oh, he's mad. Oh. Uh-oh.
Really tearing through it.
Oh, wait, he's angry at the piano. Hang on, listen.
Looking for a city built above. Looking for a city.
Yeah.
This ain't in millions. Never say goodbye. There we'll meet our savior.
He's trying to sing above the piano, isn't he?
And our love was to come on the spirit.
The top comment says, "I'd pay money to see a camera pan across the audience." All right, let's go. Well, there was a key change, though.
Dude, does the piano player hate him? I can't do the. It's hitting. It's the opposite of ASMR.
Here comes the end.
No.
He did this to the piano guy.
That's all I'm doing. So, see ya. Our home
sweet. Let me tell you what this is.
What?
Let me tell you what that is. I'm going to be dead honest with you. This is what happened. During that backstory, he did that with someone the right way somewhere else.
And it killed.
And the church lost it.
Killed.
Yeah. It killed. And then was like explaining that to someone who had never played it before as like, we could get that kind of reaction
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah.
And the piano player is like, I don't think I could play this song. At least I can't play it the way you want me to. And then did that. And that guy was trying to recreate what happened that night with the people who did know that
song.
And
he just expected the piano person to be on the same level.
Yeah.
Without maybe not rehearsing as much. Who knows?
Maybe telling him about it that morning. I'm gonna say this because I do feel bad because of how bad that was. One time I went to Orlando, Florida, and me and my friends went to where the fucking when I went to the fucking Aerosmith ride and all
Right.
It was like my discovery of all that stuff.
Right.
And I went to a karaoke place where they will record your stuff.
Oh yeah. And they put you in the green screen and stuff.
Yeah. And I was like thinking I was a good musician, college guy by this point.
Like, I got this.
I'll sing Maroon 5.
And everyone will love it.
It's going to be so good. And I'll get a recording of it. And I'll be able to put that on mp3.com.
Dude, and then maybe it'll even be your MySpace song.
Dude, maybe Maroon 5 will let me be part of the band and I'll be the Maroon 6.
At the very least, you could open for them.
Yes.
Dude.
And then I recorded it and it was, I threw the CD in the trash before I went to sleep. And I remember I went there with my friend Amaya from high school and I was like, we got to listen to the CD. I fucking killed it in there.
Because you felt like,
and it sounded like
there.
That, But it was Maroon 5.
But in his head.
Sunday morning.
In your head, you were fucking killing it.
Yeah.
And in this guy's head, he was killing it.
I don't know if that guy feels like he was killing it that night. I'm telling you, that went well for that guy a different time.
How could he be singing like that for so long without correcting himself?
I don't know.
Without fixing it. That means that that's how he sings it. That's how that's sung.
It felt like it was rushed.
Screaming into the mic.
It felt like that was like the fastest. Like he was trying to catch up the whole time.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like to me.
Yeah, dude.
Like he was running after a train.
I'm at the top. Batman? Oh, interesting. All right. I think I've seen this one in the emails before, and I was curious about it.
So I think the thing is that you keep going up an octave, and that's what's impressive. So if you're a little kid singing that song, you could do all these octaves, and then at the end of it, the church is like, whoa.
Yeah, great job, kid.
Yeah.
Great job, kid.
Maybe if the mix is different, it sounds better.
Maybe he needs a little reverb.
A little heavenly verb. Wet it up. Let the Lord wet it
up. Break the knob off.
This reverb goes to 11.
This reverb needs to go past that. Hello, this is, I don't know how to say this person's name.
Bane Matt?
Bane Man, like the Batman guy?
Yeah.
Look at the email address.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Look at this. Come look right
Bane
now.
Bane at BaneMatt.com.
Look at what this says. What
pronounce
the?
That.
I don't think. I don't want to.
Okay. It says Hotmail.
Bane Matt says, I feel like an alien came to Earth. I am Bane Matt.
Okay.
Says, the time I disappeared in my own house.
This is written from your dog's perspective, and you did that thing where you throw the blanket up and then you throw the corner.
I don't know where you went.
The dog.
You
has
were there.
Glasses on and is like typing this up.
Yeah, you were there, and then you were gone.
I smelled you. You're white nail. You're playing with the ball. You throw the ball.
I still smell you.
I hear you breathing. You're not there.
Hello, dippity bippity boys.
Can't say that.
My name is Redacted, and this is a rather pitiful story of how my parents lost track of me while I was still in the house with them.
Huh.
I was in high school.
Check your privilege.
Yeah. Your parents were still in the house while you were in school?
You have a giant house, you piece of shit.
Piece of shit. It was 4 p.m. and overcast in Richtown, USA.
Blaze it.
Just kidding. I added the Richtown part. With a light breeze blowing through the trees, I was walking down my street after another day of paying minimal attention, being big tired and wondering if I'll get laid. That's very real. I walked up to my front door, having to unlock it since neither of my parents were home yet. Since I was large tired upon entering, I decided to have a quick sneep. I dropped my backpack, which contained my phone, in the front hall and went immediately left into the living room. I dragged myself towards my dad's recliner, which can be seen with even closed eyes. From the front hall, I duly reclined and closed my eyes. Little did I know, my sleep lasted 5 entire hours. I was in darkness when I awoke, save for a bright light that was coming from the kitchen door, which is connected to the other side of the living room. I then heard my mother's voice coming from it. Well, if he's not going to show up, this is what he gets. In a daze and confusion, I unreclined and went to investigate. I came through the door to find my mother with my phone in her hand. She looked up
equally confused and said, "Where the hell have you been?" I replied, "What the hell are you doing?" And she replied saying, "Calling your friends to find out what happened to you."
Mom.
Moms.
Say my name out loud in the house.
Apparently, I know, right? As loud as you can.
Yeah.
Apparently, both my mom and dad came home, and after they had searched the whole house, direct quote, determined that I wasn't there.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Did your parents yell in the house?
Yeah.
To find you?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's Nana!
Michael?
Yeah.
Mike! Hey, Mike!
Yeah, over and over again until you come.
Dude, I live in California. Right now, my dad is like, Mike!
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Apparently, I see. Okay. Apparently.
That kid's singing that song.
So they determined. Oh, never man. Done these before. Could you imagine? Never say goodbye. Apparently, determined that I wasn't there, then initiated a manhunt involving contacting everyone in my contacts to look for me. All the while, I was in the living room. The biggest room in the house.
Presumably where people would be living.
Right. It's at this point that I ask if Mike would be nice or not be nice.
Interesting.
Called all your friends.
I would not be nice.
I wouldn't be nice either.
I'd be like, you didn't even call just for me.
Yeah.
You called all my friends, but you didn't call for me? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Go in your living room of your house.
Now I got to deal with the embarrassment tomorrow in school of all of my friends being like, where are you, bro?
Plus, you know they went through his text and shit.
Absolutely, they did.
Maybe they just wanted to go through your shit and they knew. They were like, he's fucking asleep in the living room.
Wow, yeah, let's go through his shit.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens if we call all of his friends.
Yeah.
Let's see
which one of them
is.
Has drugs.
Like, they know you're in the living room.
They're doing his voice. Hey, let's do drugs like we said we were going to do today, right? Do you want to do drugs and make out?
420. I was not be nice, and I have not let either of them forget about this, is what he says. Anyway, if you read all of this, thank you very much for doing so. I've been an on and off banterer for years.
Sure, aren't they all?
And very much appreciate you letting us listen to the unbridled joy you two share together. If you'd like to read the shorter road I sent last, it contains a suggestion for how to describe the podcast to outsiders. All the best, redacted.
You didn't want to copy and paste that in this one just in case it made it through?
Right.
Did you guys ever get lost? Like, did your parents ever not be able to get you?
I used to hide in the clothing racks at stores.
Yeah.
And I would always give myself away because I would always laugh. But I tried to, like, be aware.
You tried.
Yeah.
I remember going into the clothing racks and finding, like, toys and stuff. Like, things the kids left behind. That,
for
like,
each other.
They dropped in there. Yeah, it was like a
toddler geocaching.
Yeah. Very nice.
Do people still geocache?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think so, yeah.
Wow, it's huge?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's ones I've seen on TikTok where people 3D print little, like, CCTV cameras. And then they stick, like, a little message under it. And then they, like, stick it to, like, the side of a wall somewhere.
Hmm.
So it looks like there's, like, a little, like, camera. And then you pull it off and there's, like, a note.
Interesting.
Kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. Do you mind if I talk about shows?
Absolutely, yeah. My man.
Listen, first of all, thank you for staying through Dynamic Banter. We loved having you and we love spending these moments with each other. On 5, I'm going to hate that. For the rest of my life, I think.
Me too.
That song is associated with, like, letting me down.
I know. And being nothing.
And it went through the whole gamut of, like, I'm very excited to play around with this. I played around with it for too long and got no rewarding feeling.
Yeah.
And now I hate the song.
And then the director came out and said, you guys all suck and all the shit he did.
And he's spitting around.
All this stuff sucks.
Yeah.
And Slusho's not real.
Anyway, May 11th, you could see me and my friends work on new stuff in the lab in Hollywood Improv at 7:30. And then May 12th, me and Steve are in Salem, Oregon for the first and last time only. On 5/17 through the 20th, I'll be at the Stand in New York City, and there's jackpot. All different times for that. Jackpot indeed. On 5/31, we're doing Surrounded in San Diego at the Whistle Stop. Last time it was like standing room mostly, and it was one of the most fun shows. Dude, I just put my entire set from that show on YouTube at youtube.com. Mike Falzone. And then June 2nd is the next Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. Hell so yeah. Need as much love and support for that as possible. Tickets for all that stuff are on kind of all around as they become available, but mostly on MikeFalzone.com. And we'll see you at the beginning of May, either in Hollywood or in Salem, Oregon. And yes, I think that's it.
Well, guys, we really hope to see you in Portland.
It's very important that you come.
We really want you to come in Salem. And thank you all. Thanks to the patrons, Leah, Kevin, all the folks working on the show. Who's the social media?
Josh!
I was
That was a HeadGum Podcast.